Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Best Book a Sell to Grid Guide to Utility-Scale Battery Energy Storage Systems is a technical nonfiction guide focused on the rapidly expanding world of lithium-ion battery. Energy storage systems, often shortened to BESS, written by Drew Leibowitz, Swetha Sundaram, and Sean Daly. It is aimed at readers who want a grounded understanding of how large batteries move from individual cells to grid-connected infrastructure. The book combines engineering fundamentals with practical context from real projects, covering design, procurement, construction, safety, finance, policy, and operations and maintenance. Its purpose is not to offer a narrow academic treatment of batteries, but to explain the full utility-scale lifecycle of storage systems and the industry conditions that shape them, because it reflects the language and concerns of current energy storage practice. It is useful both as an entry point for newcomers and as a reference for professionals working in clean energy development, project execution, and grid integration. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how lithium-ion cells become grid-scale storage systems. A central value of the book is that it connects the chemistry of lithium-ion batteries to the much larger engineering challenge of utility-scale deployment. Rather than treating batteries as isolated products, it explains how cell behavior, module design, packs, and balance of system components combine to create a grid-connected asset. This cell-to-grid framing matters because utility storage is shaped by more than energy density alone. Performance, degradation, thermal behavior, and operational limits all affect whether a system can meet dispatch requirements over time. By starting with fundamentals, the book gives readers a technical base for understanding why certain battery architectures are selected for particular applications. It also helps readers see that storage design is a systems problem, where electrochemistry, controls, power conversion, and site infrastructure all influence reliability and economics. Secondly, project development, construction, and operations are treated as one lifecycle. The book stands out for presenting BESS as a full project lifecycle rather than a single technology purchase. It covers the sequence from early development through procurement, engineering, construction, commissioning, and ongoing operations and maintenance. That approach reflects the reality of utility-scale storage, where mistakes made in the earliest planning stages can affect cost, safety, schedule, and performance years later. Readers can understand how developers, engineers, contractors, and operators each shape the final outcome. The emphasis on real-world project work is especially important because battery storage projects face integration challenges that do not appear in simpler product descriptions, including site design, equipment selection, interconnection, and maintenance planning. This lifecycle perspective makes the book practical for project managers and technical teams who need to coordinate decisions across multiple phases rather than isolate one discipline from another. Thirdly, safety and best practices are treated as core engineering issues. A major theme of the book is that battery storage safety is not an optional add-on, but a fundamental requirement of responsible deployment. Utility-scale lithium-ion systems can involve thermal runaway risk, electrical hazards, fire protection concerns, and complex emergency response planning. The book addresses safety protocols and best practices in the context of real projects, which is important because the consequences of poor design or weak operational controls can be severe. By placing safety alongside engineering and construction, the book suggests that risk management must be embedded into system design, not handled after installation. This perspective is useful for developers, engineers, and operators because it connects safety to layout decisions, equipment selection, commissioning procedures, and maintenance routines. Readers come away with a clearer understanding that reliable storage deployment depends on preventing, detecting, and managing failure modes across the asset lifecycle. Fourthly, the economics and finance of storage are as important as the hardware. The book gives substantial attention to finance because utility-scale storage is ultimately a capital-intensive infrastructure business. Technical performance matters, but so do revenue models, project bankability, and market conditions. By including finance alongside engineering, the book reflects the reality that battery projects are developed under pressure from cost, incentives, contracting structure, and changing market expectations. This is especially relevant in a sector where falling battery prices and policy support have accelerated deployment, yet investors still need to assess risk, lifetime value, and operational uncertainty. The financial dimension also helps explain why different storage applications are pursued in different markets. Since economics often determine whether a project is built for energy shifting, grid support, or other services. For readers working in development or investment roles, this topic provides a bridge between technical design choices and the commercial logic that makes projects feasible. Lastly, the book places BESS inside a rapidly changing energy transition market. Another important contribution of the book is that it situates battery storage within broader market and policy change. Utility-scale BESS is growing quickly because of improvements in lithium-ion technology, falling costs, government incentives, and the need for flexible grid resources as renewable energy expands. The book does not treat storage as an isolated niche, but as part of a larger shift in how power systems are planned and operated. This context is important because BESS projects are shaped by regulation, interconnection rules, supply chains, and evolving grid needs. Readers gain a clearer view of why the industry is expanding and what forces may influence its future direction. By combining market analysis with technical explanation, the book helps readers understand not only how storage works, but why it has become central to modern energy strategy. That makes it especially relevant for people trying to enter the field or interpret current industry trends with more precision. In conclusion, the BESS book is best suited to readers who want a practical, industry-informed understanding of utility-scale battery energy storage systems rather than a purely academic overview. Engineers, project developers, technicians, policy professionals, investors, and students in clean energy will all find value in its broad but focused treatment of the field. Its main benefit is that it links technical fundamentals to the realities of project delivery, safety, finance, and operations. That makes it useful both for learning how BESS works and for understanding how BESS projects are actually built and run. What distinguishes it from many other books in the same area is its end-to-end scope and its grounding in current industry practice. Instead of limiting itself to chemistry or grid theory, it follows the full utility-scale lifecycle and shows how engineering decisions interact with commercial and regulatory constraints. The book is especially relevant because it speaks to a fast-moving sector where best practices are still evolving. Readers looking for a single resource that explains the technology, the business case, and the operational realities of big battery systems will find it unusually comprehensive and directly applicable. If you would like to support Drew Leibowitz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.